Yahweh, your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 6. Who also had made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Praise the Lord. The killeth letter is our title. The killeth letter. The letter that killeth. Let's go through our text once again. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16. Who also had made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Praise the Lord. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 11 that when I was a child, I speak as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I become a man, I put away childish things. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16 that we read, reveal to us that there are two dimensions of the Word of God. That there is a spirit dimension, there is the letter dimension. But trace the point that the Spirit gives life, while the letter has the capability to kill. And yes, truly, the Word of God, the Bible, is a written word, supervised by His Spirit, Holy Ghost, which make the Bible alive, despite being a written word thousands years ago. Don't forget that in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16, we were told that all scripture in the Bible, which is the letter by the inspiration of God, which is the Holy Spirit. From the point established, we can say it's true that the Word of God has a written and spirit dimension. People wrote the Word of God, supervised by His Spirit. So the written and spirit. Brother Paul told us that the letter part of the Bible can kill, while the spirit part gives life. That is why herbalists, wicked people, will read verses of the Bible to back up their evil ways. That is the letter part, and definitely it will kill them. The reason why the letter part will kill you is because you have not accepted the spirit behind the written letter. The reason why the letter part of the Bible will kill you is because you have not accepted the spirit behind the written letter. It is that spirit that will teach and nourish you and give you life. The spirit that came upon men that wrote down the Bible, when you surrender to that spirit, it is that spirit that will teach you, nourish you, and release life unto you. There is nothing bad in engaging the latter part. It can actually direct you, give wisdom, but the life part, salvation is missing. Don't be offended. It is actually the latter part that you will be disposed to first. But don't tarry long on it. Search for the spirit behind the letter. Praise the Lord. Don't be ashamed. It is the latter part of the word of God that you will be exposed to first. Don't tarry long on the letter. Search for the spirit behind the letter. We can see our Christian religious teachers, both in secondary and tertiary schools, that most of them don't have the spirit of the word, but just the letter part. If you are still dwelling on the letter and you want the supernatural, you are deceiving yourself. It is the spirit behind the word that can do what, that can do that, not the letter. If you are dwelling on the letter part and you are expecting visitation of the spirit, you are not serious. It is the spirit behind the word that can do that, not the letter you are tarrying on. Some might have stayed long in churches, perform church activities, but they are still in the realm of the letter. Wisdom is calling out you to life. Be wise. Wisdom is calling you out to life. Be wise. It was the letter that killed Judas. Despite being at the corridor of life, at the corridor of power, spirit, he chose to remain in the realm of the letter. Being a treasurer, he must be good in writing things. So he chose to remain in the written word. Elisha refused to stay in the realm of the letter. He tarried for the spirit of the written word. Elijah must have been telling him. He said, when you see me, that I've been carried, there's possibility for you to receive the spirit. You don't think, do you think that Elisha has not jotted things from Elijah? He has not written things down, but he was wise. He requested for the spirit of the word that he has written down. Brothers and sisters, the letter don't have power to save a man from sin, but the spirit does. Why not hear the voice of wisdom? I know you are a professor in Bible knowledge. I can't stand before you. Why not perfect it by switching to the spirit part that giveth life? apostles carried the letter and the spirit, and they affect lives. Letter can't affect life. You can have knowledge, but the prince of this world will come and take away the knowledge. It is the spirit that will help you to withstand the princes of this world. Don't say the word of God killed you. The Lord has opened your eye to see, and you have seen well that the letter killed, but the spirit gives life. The letter is there to guide and introduce you to the spirit, to show you the characteristics, way of the spirit of the written letter, so that when you have accepted the spirit of the letter will be your check and balance as you swim in the spirit of the letter. Hear this again. The letter is to guide and introduce you to the spirit, to show you the characteristics, the way of the spirit of the written letter, so that when you have accepted the spirit of the letter will be your guide and balance, will be your check and balance as you swim in the spirit of the letter. Praise the Lord. There are many people all over the world. What they carry is the letter, not the spirit. Many pastors, what they carry is the letter, not the spirit. The letter can't perform much. But it's the spirit that perform wonders. Praise the Lord. So Apostle Paul did not leave us in darkness. He released this mystery to us, that even though we are able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the spirit. For the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. Do you want to say Apostle Paul did not know what he's saying? Did you want to say that Apostle Paul is speaking nonsense? Praise the Lord. The woman with the issue of blood, do you think it is letter that has saved her? Spirit. The letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. If all what you have now is the letter, don't be ashamed. You are on the right path. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. You are on the right path. Just move further. Seek for the spirit of the letter you are currently. When a man possesses the letter and the spirit, he's a warrior. Don't forget, the Bible does understand that the weapon of our warfare are not carnal. Are not carnal. We can see the letter here is carnal. And a carnal man cannot possess God. But the spirit. The letter kills. The letter kills. It does kill. Many people have argued on many verses in the Bible. But a man of the Spirit will just go to the Spirit. He is so verse, chapter this, verse this. Holy Spirit, what did you mean? Because he was the originator of the Bible. Use the hand of men. So he will explain. But you are there killing yourself. 5 hours arguing. The letter kill it. Spirit give life. It is self-explanatory enough. The Spirit of the Lord is upon his word. If you are still in the degree of the letter, can you please come up? For the letter not to kill you, for the Spirit to give you life. I believe you've heard the voice of God this season. That the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. When a man confesses Christ, that is the similitude of the letter. But because you are open to the Spirit have no choice than to adopt you. Praise the Lord. Let's end here. May the Lord bless his word in our hearts. Run with this word and remain blessed in Jesus' name.